Florida probably the only state to approve iGaming by 2027. At the start of 2025, there was optimism that more U.S. states would legalize online casinos. However, just a few months into the year, that hope has faded. Current projections suggest that no new states will approve iGaming this year and only one, Florida, is expected to do so by 2027. According to a report from Eilers & Krasick Gaming, EKG, Florida, the country's third-largest state by population, is the only candidate for online casino expansion in the next 3 years. At present, only 7 states allow iGaming: Connecticut, Delaware, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and West Virginia. While 6 states debated legislation last year, none moved forward with legalization, and Indiana has already rejected an iGaming bill in 2025, although the proposal first got an approval from the House committee. Florida's iGaming market may be limited. If Florida does legalize iGaming, it is unlikely to provide widespread opportunities for major gaming operators. The Seminole tribe, which already has a monopoly on sports betting in the state, is expected to retain exclusive control over online casino operations as well. The tribe's gaming compact, which secured support from Governor Ron DeSantis, allows Hard Rock Digital, its gaming arm, to dominate the state's sports betting industry. A similar scenario is expected if Florida moves forward with iGaming. DeSantis is unable to seek re-election in 2026, and potential candidates for Florida's next governor have not yet publicly stated whether they would support or oppose online casino legalization. Other states show no signs of legalizing iGaming. While Florida appears to be moving toward iGaming, other states are showing little progress towards legalizing U.S. online casinos. Some industry experts had hoped that states seeking additional tax revenue, such as Maryland and New Jersey, would embrace online casinos. Instead, those states are more focused on increasing taxes on existing sports betting operators rather than introducing new forms of gambling. Maryland lawmakers are hesitant to approve iGaming due to concerns that it could negatively impact the state's land-based casinos. The state of NJ, having already legalized New Jersey online casinos, has no need to introduce new legislation. This stagnation is disappointing for major gaming companies. Executives from Caesars, DraftKings, Entain, and Rush Street Interactive have all recently expressed optimism that more states would legalize iGaming in 2025 or 2026, but current trends suggest otherwise. Quote, "The typical view of online casino in state houses remains negative. In light of that dynamic, it is much easier politically to raise taxes on an existing sin industry, OSB, than legalize an entirely new one." Eilers & Krasick Gaming.